Why did you just sigh?
I'm pretending to be ill for the beginning of it.
It's already started. It's begun, so you're busted. Everybody knows that you're
affected. I am actually quite ill, though.
You're not ill.
I am ill. I've had a cough for a month as well. It's an infection that spreads through the body.
No.
I went to A&E.
Yeah, but just, I've told you this, just because you go to A&E doesn't mean anything. Anyone could go to A&E. I could go to A&E right now. It doesn't mean you're sick.
Yeah, it does. You wouldn't go there if you weren't feeling sick.
Anybody could go there. I could just go to A&E and then be like, oh.
Well, I was sick. I was sick. They put a cannula in my arm. They took blood.
A what?
A cannula. It's a big needle with a bigger needle.
Because they have to check it out.
Yeah, they left it in there for 2 hours while I sat in the waiting area in case I needed intravenous antibiotics. They were that worried.
But you didn't.
No,
they were that worried that they left you out in the waiting room for 2 hours.
Told me to go home and take an antihistamine.
I take them every day.
Yeah, but they were wrong. So it was an infection.
Welcome back.
Hello.
To Why Is Harriet Crying? Happy Christmas.
No.
Happy New Year. We're back. We've been gone for a while.
God, such a long time.
You've been so very ill.
It's not my fault. You cancelled last week.
You cancelled last week. You've been like, I'm too sick. I'm just sat in a waiting room.
Well, I don't need to wait in waiting rooms, actually, because my new doctor is app-based. It's video chat.
Oh, my God. If you talk about your doctor.
I'm telling you it for the podcast.
You're passing on useful information.
It is actually useful.
It is, because my doctor's is useless. You have to call up at 8 a.m. and then you have
to
call and refresh the call. And then by 8:03, they're like, I'm sorry, we've lost all the appointments.
Exactly. It's annoying, isn't it? Whereas this one, I can get an appointment within like 2 hours with a video chat with a GP. And if they want me to come in, then I can book it and come in the next day.
Is it not awkward when you have a video chat?
Well, you can do phone call if you want instead, but if you want them to have a look at something, you can do it with a video chat.
Oh, those poor doctors.
What? They'd much rather be sitting like with a computer than with you in their face.
You're just showing them like close up of your disgusting leg.
That's what they do. That's their job. They don't think it's disgusting. It's the human body. It goes wrong sometimes.
Yours goes wrong.
Yours has gone wrong as well.
I know, I'm sick too.
What do they examine when you've got a UTI?
I just had to pee in a cup and then they lost the cup.
In front of them?
No, not in front of them. They're watching how you pee. It's the pee there. You go into the toilet and pee in private.
Maybe.
The horrible thing is, you have to bring your pee
to
the reception. But I didn't have, so I just had to carry it.
What do you mean you didn't have?
Well, I didn't have anything to put it in. So then it's a clear cup.
Oh, I see.
Walk holding your pee.
Piss cup.
Piss cup,
Harriet.
The first time I went, I was very hydrated, and so it was very clear. But the second time, it wasn't that clear,
oh,
so
it was like
quite
syrup.
Embarrassing walking with my pee, and everyone was like, "She's clearly not drinking enough water."
You should drink more water, though.
I drink so much water. Maybe that's the problem. I drink too much.
Maybe you got diabetes if you're drinking.
I told
water.
You that you had diabetes earlier. Stop throwing.
We can't
it
just keep telling
face.
Each other we've got diabetes. Anyway, I'm just elevating my leg because.
Sunil is currently lying down on the sofa with his legs above his head. Do you want to tell everyone about your leg, gammy leg?
I got a cut and it got infected and my whole calf swelled up to 4 times its size.
It didn't swell up to 4 times its size.
I've actually got very slim calves.
How did you get any trousers on? You'd have to
walk around. Yeah, that's why I was wearing those
trousers
baggy trousers for 2 months.
But how baggy for 4 times the size? Think of how big those trousers would have to be. Right. Maybe it was like
slightly bigger.
Not double, otherwise you wouldn't fit into trousers, even if they were baggy.
Oh, all right, 60% bigger than normal.
Thank you. So that's much less than
four
times.
But it was massive. It was massive.
Okay.
It was so big and it was red and tender.
Okay.
And it was weeping.
Oh, God. Yeah, because I heard a rumour.
What about my leg?
From our friend Chloe. Yeah, because you didn't come to spend New Year's with me. And she said you were at a party. And what you were doing is you were taking people into the toilets and showing them your leg, your disgusting leg, like giving them like a viewing party and be like a freak show, like come in the toilet. Like it's kind of dodgy, especially in this kind of era, to be taking younger comedians into toilets and showing them body parts.
You're a younger comedian.
And I don't want to go in a toilet with you.
Well,
I know better than to go
don't
to a toilet
that
with
they,
you. And
they
say,
made me do it.
No, it sounded like you
oh,
were
like
selling
I wanted
tickets.
To
like,
show
like,
them
yes.
my bad leg.
She said there were many, but you kept going, come on, you're next.
That's not true.
You're next
making that. You've just made that up. That's
come
not true.
Come on in, everybody. Okay, we've got a ticket system. You take a ticket. Where's
I went
next?
Round to Helen Bauer's house for New Year's Eve, and she was insistent that I show everyone my leg. And I was like, no, but if people want to see it, I'll show you
set up
two
shop
at a time
in the bathroom.
In a bathroom.
Yep.
And 4 people were up for it.
So two trips. There were two different trips.
Two trips, yeah.
Of two different people.
And do you know what? Chloe wasn't even that impressed about it. She was like, she works with the homeless and she goes, sometimes they have maggots in them. This is rubbish.
Oh my God. That's horrible.
Yeah, it is horrible.
How did it feel that she wasn't impressed?
I was great, great.
It sounds like you were disappointed. Like, you wanted people to be impressed.
No, you don't want people to be impressed. It's like going to a doctor. If a doctor isn't angry at you for being there, then that is bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
If they're like really nice to you, then you know it's serious.
Yeah. So how long were you in the toilet for? Was there a wait? Because there wasn't much interest.
Just like,
you have to just sit there.
No, they're already queued
like,
up. They're queued up, ready to go.
They queued outside, just waiting.
The whole episode was over in about 4 minutes.
Great. Quick in and out. Yeah. Have a quick look.
Yeah. I suppose you didn't see the Instagram stories.
I didn't. No, they obviously didn't reach me. Mm. No.
How was your New Year?
Yeah, it was really nice. Thank you. I spent it with Elliot.
What did you guys do? We had a nice time.
We had a lovely time. We were dancing and you were invited, but I was invited. There were chairs. You could have sat in a chair.
I can't sit down. I have to elevate it. What is this in the sofa?
Bobby's vape liquid.
Oh yeah, Tobacco Pro.
Sorry. Just put it back where you found it.
What,
back in the sofa? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, me and Elliot had a lovely time without you.
Well, I'm really happy for you. Yeah. I'm glad you'd had a lovely night.
There were bathrooms there. You could have shown people your leg in.
I don't want
to
show.
There were
I just
more people
to be
there as
away.
Well. Would have wanted
I just wanted to be
them.
Around.
And they weren't have like gone out and seen as much as your friends either.
I don't want random people around looking at my leg. I showed four people I know. I showed Chloe, Ed, Jordan and Helen.
They're not real names.
I came up with them pretty quick though, didn't I?
You did, yeah. Yeah, well,
it was really
sad.
Good to be back on the podcast.
I think it's sad what you do for attention. infect your own leg.
You got yourself a UTI for attention. Keep complaining about it.
I've had a UTI for nearly 2 months now.
Why is it your own fault?
Why is it my fault?
I don't know. How do you get them?
No, what? So Sean McLaughlin keeps telling everybody that I've been eating my own poop.
Oh, it's because it's an E. coli infection.
Which is not true, because it said I had E. coli, and then they said they don't if I had E. coli. And then one of the reasons you can get E. coli is from... Did you just turn me down?
No,
turn
me down.
Okay. Because
let
I
him
was,
do his job.
I know, I'm sorry. I just felt really self-conscious because he kept talking really loudly about how I've been eating my own poop. And I just wanted to clear up this rumour kind of directly.
I think there's no way you can clear up a rumour that you've been eating your own shit. Like, no one's going to believe you when you say you... You can't just go out there and say, I deny eating my own poo. That just feeds the rumour.
But then
just
what
ignore
do I
it.
Do?
Ignore it.
What do I just... hope it will die down.
Hope it will die down.
Hope it will
hope
die down.
Hope people just don't believe it.
Start a new rumour about Sean.
Start a rumour about Sean. Ooh. Sean... Counter-strike. Sean eats his own poop.
That's rubbish.
It's true. It's true, actually.
Is it?
Yep. Yeah. How else would he suggest it to me if he wasn't doing the same kind of things himself?
Because you've got an E. coli
Where
infection.
Did, yeah. Well, forget that. How did he get the idea?
Because E. coli isn't...
Yeah,
okay.
But how?
Well,
that's
because
what
E. coli
I'm saying.
I'm just saying he put two and two together and realised you've been eating your own shit.
Yes, but where do you... But I haven't been eating my own shit.
Well, if you put
two
and two together...
It's a difficult thing to defend and I find it very embarrassing and shameful.
Don't defend it.
So just don't...
Just ignore it.
Don't comment.
Yeah.
That's what they sometimes say, like when things come out, they say, don't talk about it.
Never
just
complain.
Let it die down.
Never explain.
Never complain. Never explain.
That's what the Queen does.
But no one's going around saying that she eats her own poop.
People
are
saying she's a lizard. Do you think she goes out there saying, please, I'm not a lizard? No, because it's absurd. Tell people you're not a lizard and see what happens.
I'm not a lizard. Everybody just...
Falling for it again.
I'm not a lizard. Well, probably is related because lizards probably eat their own poop.
No, they're very clean animals, aren't they? Why would they eat their own poop? Who eats
their own poop?
Why are
you saying a lizard is cleaner than me?
Do you eat your own poop? What, that means you're saying you eat your own poop?
I don't. That is the point. I don't. But you can get it for other reasons, such as not peeing enough.
Right.
Or sometimes if you hold in pee after sex, which I wasn't doing on purpose, but that I did by accident. I wasn't doing it as a kind of game, but perhaps it came through that.
You were doing it for the attention of having a UTI.
I don't want the attention. The attention can go away.
You won't stop banging on about it.
No, you brought it up.
You put it on Instagram.
Your gammy leg for ages.
You put your UTI on Instagram.
Fun. Then it was just a fun little UTI, but it's not so fun 6 weeks later, is it? You still got it. I've had two different antibiotics, not cleaning it up, because of the rise of antibiotic-resistant UTIs.
Have you got one of them?
I think I got one of them. What do you do? My body has become so strong.
It's a shame, isn't it?
Antibiotics can't destroy it.
It's because they were just flinging around antibiotics left, right and centre for years, weren't they?
Yeah,
and animals were just being given them.
Yeah, well, Nick was saying that he was on them, our friend was on them for 6 months.
Oh, yeah, back in the day when they were just giving them.
The antibiotics made him more sick.
Yeah. You're going to have to eat loads of lentils now to restore your balance and your gut.
Another thing to do.
Are you allergic to lentils?
Not if they're cooked. You have to soak them overnight.
Yeah, obviously.
It's too much. It's too much to do. I've got enough to do. Sorry, I'm very ill. You're not ill. I'm ill. This was so annoying when
we can both be ill.
No.
What, we can't both
be
ill?
One of us has to be more ill than the other. We are not equally ill. I am more ill.
My leg.
Your leg is like a secondary thing. Like a leg is like a hand. Like it doesn't matter. Like an inside main body illness is far worse. So how dare you complain?
And yours is such a common thing as well. Mine's not very common.
Chair. What?
Mine's a very uncommon thing, so it's rarer.
But I mean, how poorly have you been caring for yourself if you've made an infection from a tiny little scratch?
Well, the actual infection
maybe
comes...
Maybe you've been pooping on your leg.
The bacteria comes from the surface of your skin.
What?
The bacteria for the infection comes from the surface of the skin.
Yeah, so you've got poop on your leg and it got in your...
Oh, shit on my leg, have I?
Shit on your leg and then it got infected.
It seeped into the... Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm telling everyone.
Absolutely pathetic.
I'm just going to deflect
what's
through
next?
You. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Did you have a nice birthday?
Yeah, I did actually. I saw you on my birthday.
Yes.
And you met some of my friends.
Yes.
Yeah. And then nice. We saw Rory Scovel.
Yeah, very funny comedian.
Very fun night. You gave me a present as well.
I've got a present for you now. I bought on Friday when I saw you. It wasn't a present. It was just I picked you up some of your Choco cereal because I happened to be a Marks and Spencers at the time.
Thank you.
And I know that you like it. So you...
And I put it in the poacher's pocket of my new barber jacket.
Yeah, so where the dead animals go.
Yeah, the game pocket.
Elliot, have you heard Snow's got a new jacket?
No, but I don't know what's going on. What kind of pocket is this?
It's where they put the dead animals.
It's
the
in
hunters.
The back. It's in the back of the coat.
In a bar.
It's like a big pocket.
What kind of animals would even fit in?
Like rabbits, pheasants.
Oh. And which
cats.
One of those did you get him?
No, she got me a box of cereal.
No, I got
cereal.
Right, okay. I didn't get him a dead animal.
Got it for £30 off eBay, Elliot.
What, the cereal?
No, the jacket.
Oh. It's confusing.
Yeah, and then I had to spend £5 on Febreze because it smelled like dog.
Yeah, but then you were worried because you sprayed too much Febreze.
Yeah,
it was going to smell
like
and then I was worried.
What's worse, smelling like dog or Febreze?
Well, the problem is with Febreze is everyone might think you're a sofa. They'll be like, what's that smell? And then they'll sit on you and they'll be like, what? I thought it was a sofa because the smell was so confusing. And then you'll just have people sat on your lap. Do you have that problem?
No, I didn't. I was lucky to get away with that. Yeah. But yeah, thank you for all your birthday
happy
wishes.
About your jacket. Well, I've got your present here.
So I've got to open it on the podcast.
I saved it for you to open on air.
What do you want me to open first? The card? Is that a card?
No, I haven't actually opened it. So I think this is inside there is a gift, and then behind that is another gift.
Two gifts?
Yes.
Will you be expecting the same for.
Yes, I just
your
give
birthday.
So that when my birthday comes, my present will be better. On the front, it says, Happy Birthday, Sunil.
Do you like soda streams?
Yes.
Do you want me to get you one of those?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I really do. But really? Before my birthday.
Oh, one standard regular milkshake?
Yeah, it's a voucher for a milkshake. And I think if you check...
Oh my God, there's loads of vouchers. There's
if
two.
If you check...
Four.
There's
yeah.
three. So you three. Can take... Two different ladies or one lady twice.
Two different ladies, but I can only have one for the one. Okay, right.
And they can each have a milkshake or one lady twice if you like them the first time.
Where's Shake Away?
I don't know. I thought you knew it.
No, not heard of Shake Away. The world's largest milkshake bar company.
I thought it was a popular milkshake brand.
Where did you buy it from?
From the internet.
What's
and then,
in
because
this box
you're a big
here?
Fan of milkshake, if you check...
What do you mean I'm a big fan of milkshake?
You love milkshake.
When did you... Who told you I loved milkshake? Where on earth has this come from? You got me a milkshake pen. You got me a pen.
It's a Shake Away executive.
From Shake Away.
It's an executive Shake Away pen.
what is going on? You got me a Parker pen with Shake Away written on it. What is Shake Away?
It's a milkshake company.
What milkshake company?
I don't know where they are. Maybe
where did you get it from?
You'll have to travel to it.
This is absurd. This is absurd. Look up the nearest Shake Away.
Okay, I'm looking it up now.
Why are you crying?
I should have checked that before. Shake Away.
It's very kind of you. I don't know. Why did you buy the pen? It is nice.
Executive, they call it an executive pen.
Why are they selling? Why is a milkshake company selling pens?
I don't know. They sell t-shirts and pens. And then I didn't know if you'd want a t-shirt, but I thought, oh, it looks like a nice pen. So,
well, it's very nice of you, thank you.
So here's where the UK Shakeaway stores are. Bournemouth.
Oh my God, have you done... Oh, are you joking?
Glasgow.
Come on, please.
Basingstoke. Oh. Eastbourne.
Is there anywhere near here?
Nottingham.
No, come on, there's got to be one in London, isn't there?
Coming soon, Leeds. Coming soon.
This is the world's largest milkshake brand.
Wait, it says coming soon, South Africa.
There's not one in London. Okay.
Croydon Valley Park.
Well, this has been stamped and signed by head office. It's been handwritten, this one, by Shakeette Brandy. And Brandy signed it. The shop code just... For the shop code, they just written in handwriting, head office.
Oh.
And the official stamp is... just says Shake Away.
Oh, there's a picture of her here. This is... what's her name?
Brandy.
Oh, no. It just says Eve.
Can you just tell me if there's
Eve
one near
here? Eve
is
actually short for Genevieve.
Well, that's not relevant.
We thought
Harriet.
That was too much of a mouthful, so we called her Eve. Seems rude, doesn't it?
They've written that on there.
She's from France and goes back home at weekends on the Pool to Cherbourg ferry. Brings back
what are you
French
doing?
Cheese for the Shakeettes. We once tried making a milkshake out of the cheese, but it clogged up the blender and exploded.
Right, we've not
All
got
that
long
was
today.
Left was debris.
Are you joking? That's what they've written on their website.
That's on their website.
How much is this pen worth?
Look.
I'm going to have a look on the website.
Don't look how much it is, but it's not a cheap pen, I'll have you that. It's
I bet those Shakeaway vouchers aren't cheap either.
You know, I know. The problem is you've got to get there, though. That's the...
Why did you do this to
oh,
me?
Oh, wait. Wood Green.
That's near my house.
That's quite near you.
I'm going to get a shake.
The wall in Wood Green.
Oh, no.
What?
It's bleak up there. No, I'll go there, thank you.
It's not too far. I think...
Someone's knocking on
no,
your window.
I think it's Bobby.
Is it?
So Bobby, poor Bobby. Okay, I'll
talk to Elliot.
You talk to Elliot.
Do you want a milkshake, Elliot?
No, you got to take your ladies. Or do I take the two ladies and tell you how it works?
Yeah. You take one, mm-hmm. Take a lady there to have a milkshake, but you don't have a milkshake.
Okay.
And then I can take... Hi, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
I promised to show you my scabs later.
Oh, yeah.
But... I've been told off for showing people already.
He's dying.
He's showing too many people.
I've showed too many people
like
my scabs.
Say, an art gallery or something.
Well, Harriet, to be fair, for a comedian... I'll take the mic. For a comedian, Harriet is the most squeamish person.
What do you mean for a comedian? It's not like I'm a vet. I don't need to not be
No, but it's bordering on pathetic. Like, if somebody says sexual things around Harriet, she goes, ugh! And it's like...
If they're a gross person and they say something grossly sexual, then I'm...
But you're happy talking about you eating shit.
If they're
you're
fine.
I'm
not happy about people saying that I eat shit. That was the whole point. I'm not happy about it.
Oh, yeah, actually...
And I'm trying to defuse the rumour.
It's good that the... I love that the one thing that's what horrifies you the most is that you ate shit.
What?
That just makes me really happy.
What are you talking about?
Because you are so squeamish. The
and
idea
everyone thinks
of
you ate
you
shit.
Doing something disgusting is what. Like if Harriet ever like urinated and then had a pee stain on like her like I if I had a piss stain. If I had a piss stain on my pants, I'd be like, I pissed all over myself. Harriet would go home and hide.
Really?
Yeah, and burn the pants so no one ever knew.
If only this is a video
podcast.
Why
would I tell it? Why would I pee all over my pants?
Absolutely furious. Secondly, absolutely furious.
I am. Well, what are we talking about?
I'm just saying that you need to work on...
being more comfortable about pissing my pants?
No, just being
or eating poop and everybody knowing it. I need to be more comfortable
okay,
with that.
Okay, fine. What other things? What? If somebody says like, oh, I had a threesome the other day, Harriet, it's like, ugh.
Because
like,
they're a disgusting person and the image of them having sex is horrifying to me. I'm not attracted to them, so why would I want to imagine them having a threesome so there's other people involved, it's awkward.
But you also called me disgusting and you're attracted to me.
Who had a threesome?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a hypothetical, but you went along with it well enough that it's true.
Have you seen my new pen?
Yeah, I heard. I was considering getting you a gift, but I might save it for next year.
Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah, we know.
Thank you. This has been a shock.
He wasn't expecting it.
I was not expecting a Shakeaway pen, an executive pen from Shakeaway.
He didn't know what Shakeaway was.
What Shakeaway?
It's a milkshake brand. Look, he loves milkshakes.
Everyone loves milkshakes. I've never...
No, because you always have milkshakes and then you get tired.
I had once I had a milkshake and had to cancel meeting you.
Well, I remember. That's a sign of a good friend.
Look, they've handwritten the vouchers.
That's a sign of a company that's thriving when they have the time to handwrite all the vouchers.
They best use those pretty quick.
An in-demand company.
They probably don't sell many of these vouchers, do they?
They're probably surprised, actually, that somebody bought the pen.
Yeah.
The executive pen.
I think that's probably the first and last sale, unless we get it for you next year. No, what I was going to get you, but then I didn't have time, was there's this website, cameo.com.
Oh, that thing. Yeah, you showed me.
Yeah, I showed it to you. And you get celebrities to endorse, to give birthday messages to people.
We wanted to get you Wesley Snipes.
It's so cheap. How much was Wesley Snipes?
He's $500.
But
some of them are $10.
Lance Bass was $80.
Yeah.
From NSYNC, for listeners.
They need to value themselves higher.
I know, it's quite sad.
It takes me an hour to do an Instagram story, so I can't imagine how long.
I don't think they get to set the price, do they?
Oh, they're like, you're worth this. Yeah.
Some of them are doing it for $10.
Yeah. Those people aren't celebrities, though.
They're like reality people, aren't they?
They're comedians.
Yeah. from what I can ascertain, I hadn't heard of these people, but I think they're at the same level that we are.
So. But you could submit yourself then, can't you?
I don't want to be doing these things.
You do.
It'll take me. I take me 2 hours. Then I'll be making $5 an hour. They'll take a cut, so I'm probably making $2 an hour to.
Which is probably more than like. You
probably
get
more than
things,
I'm making right
it?
Now.
No,
yeah.
For some like gigs and stuff.
Yeah, it's more than I make from my job. $2 an hour. No. Yeah.
You're poor, Harriet. You don't make any money. That's what he's saying.
Poor Bobby, because he had to do his therapy, but we're in the house, and so Bobby had to go and sit in the car and do
it's
his
so
therapy on the
out,
phone
though.
In the car.
Yeah, well, I could have went to the only therapist's office, but it was very far away, so I decided to do it over the phone today to treat myself, but then I remembered you guys were here, so the treat was sitting in a cold car. That's what they call self-care in the therapy world, sitting in a freezing cold car.
I think your bathroom's quite a nice space if you ever want to be alone.
Yeah, I just sit in the bath sometimes without any water in it.
Okay, Harriet, that's more when you're crying, actually. Don't say that like that's just a thing you do. When Harriet's crying and near nervous breakdown, she sits in the cold bathtub because it's cold and it calms her.
It's just calming that you can't go anywhere, you're just in a bathtub.
Yeah, baths are calming.
No, there's no water in it. I'm just sat in the bathtub.
Have you ever seen in a movie where people like shower with their clothes? Whenever someone's in a bathtub with their clothes on, it's not like a calming thing, Harriet.
I find it calming. I just sit in the bathtub. There's nothing I can do. I don't bring my phone. I just sit there and then I feel a bit better and then I get out the bathtub.
Sort of like sensory deprivation tank.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's my own private sensory deprivation tag. Yeah.
Well, so thank you for the present. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Who are you going to take?
Certain ladies, probably.
Certain ladies.
Probably
I said he can bring two
ladies. One lady and once on my own. Twice.
Twice on your own.
What, you
got
three milkshakes?
He's got three, so
he can bring two ladies.
Is Harriet the lady?
No.
And I'm the other person?
The other lady.
It's just me.
It's just Sunil.
I'll find a lady there and say.
Maybe you'll meet one of the shakeettes.
I'll be like, would you like to join me for it? And they'll be like, I'm working. I'm working making a milkshake.
Choose a milkshake and get out.
What flavours have they got? We're advertising them now, aren't we, basically?
Well, nobody knows about them, so I feel that...
How did you find them?
Well, I just was looking up things to buy, and then...
You Googled things to buy? Hello, I'm looking for things to buy. Can you help me, Internet? I am a buffoon.
What does Genevieve say? What's her favourite milkshake?
Who's Genevieve?
She's on the website. She's from France. She goes home quite a lot.
Where does she work?
Her name's actually... They call her Eve.
Yeah, they don't want to call her Genevieve.
They don't like... It's too much bother for them. Oh, a new one has opened in Poole.
That's not...
I think that's Dorset.
I'm not going to Poole.
No, oh, they had a Halloween menu, but I guess they've stopped that now. Because it's not
Wait,
the time
no, we bought you the
of
gift.
Year.
We bought you the gift. I
bought
think
the
you
gift.
Should take I'll Harry
you
once
both.
And me once.
No, because
right,
it's nice for him to be able to take someone out. Kate lives near there.
Actually,
you can take Kate. It's not far.
I bought Harriet Pizza Express vouchers and then made her buy me a Pizza Express.
Well, yeah. You've set the precedent that the gift you get is spent on the other person.
Oh, look, and then what you can do is when you get there, you can send photos of you and your Shakeaway cup to win free milkshake vouchers. So you could then, and then, so you send in your photo, you get a free milkshake, and then you become their photo of the month.
Wait, has Harriet told you her dream of you being in the family?
This is another one. Because there's one where she killed
no,
me.
No. This is something she wants.
No, well, I want you to, like, marry a member of my family, and then you can spend Christmas with us and come on holiday with us.
Like this is what she talks about with me when you're not here.
I just thought it'd be so nice.
Like, she mocks you, like, oh, Sunil's here. But when you're not here, she literally says, I just want Sunil to be my brother. Those are her words.
I know, this is how she expresses affection by mocking
you
me.
Could, there's a job opening at Croydon Valley Park for a store manager.
What are you looking at right now?
I don't know if you're interested at the Shakeaway page. I don't know if that's... Or there's franchise. You can open your own Shakeaway.
Yeah, I imagine it was a franchise, actually.
There's one in Poland. My goodness. And Stevenage.
Do you know what? We haven't actually got much time left.
No, we haven't got much time. We need
do you want me to leave?
No, we just wanted to finish this.
Do you want to go back in the car?
I'm not going back to the fucking car. You're so rude sometimes. You know what? No, it's pathetic. When Harriet has you guys over for the podcast, I'm happy that you're here. If I say, I literally have to ask to have a friend over.
Yeah, well.
So I have to say, Harriet, can Red come over? And she goes, could you go out? I don't really want anyone here. So
then, well, he'd already been over twice that week. And so I was like, fine, twice. But you never like, have three times is a lot.
Why
yeah,
does
I
our
do.
House have
yeah,
be,
I do have people over.
Why does our house have to be a den of solitude for you to hide from
you're
your anxiety?
You're in it all the time. It's not a den of solitude. You're always here.
You're
I'm
always
never
here.
Alone.
I'm never alone.
I'm never alone.
We're both never alone.
I know. Anyway, thanks for coming. Do you want the car key?
Coming
you still
to me?
Got it.
You're sending him back to the car?
Yeah.
I'm not going back to the fucking
car. Is he not allowed
car?
In the bedroom?
You can bring a blanket or something if you want.
Well, I don't know what to do.
You can get a hot drink and take it to the car. I'm joking. Just go sit in the garden. No, you can sit on the bed.
Wait.
Just shut the door and go sit in the bed.
I thought the podcast was over.
No, we've got more to do.
We started.
You
late.
Can be part of it. Do you want to? But do you want to take your coat off?
I don't want to be.
Are you still cold?
No, I'm.
We've got to talk about why I cried.
Oh, right. Okay.
I thought you haven't done that yet.
No.
Okay, so wait.
Because you
so
arrived.
This fucking podcast goes, why is Harriet crying? Yeah. You're 4 minutes into it, you haven't covered why she cried. If I was listening to this podcast, I'd think, what the fuck is this? They're talking their week.
We've argued about
it.
They're not tuning in being like, why is she crying?
Yes,
why
they are. That's how I called it.
We've mainly just
that
argued.
Is why
please
tuning
don't
in.
Shout.
She did actually almost cry at one point.
What, during the podcast?
No, when she realised, today, when she realised what Shakeaway was.
It was quite funny, yeah. But
we've also talked about why she eats poo, and
okay.
Stuff like that.
Stop
enough.
Spreading these damned
Wait,
lies.
Tell them about the. Are you going to talk about the tears of joy when you saw the sloth in Costa Rica?
Yes, yes, Bobby, that's literally what I was going to talk about. Yeah. So well, we're done now. We can go. I was going to build up to it a bit better though. Probably.
Okay, well, I've done that's my part. Was... Thanks, guys.
What kind of build up were you going to do?
So.
I guess I'll stay.
Costa Rica.
Now that I've ruined your podcast.
We went to Costa Rica and we went to the edges of the jungle, aka someone's house that had a few trees.
I said Costa Rica sloth. They're going to assume it's the jungle.
Well, you've already said it then. Let's just go. More information do I need to give?
Keep going.
Is the story finished yet?
Well, yeah. There were just some sloths that I cried because they were magical. Like, I can't believe these things exist.
Sloths are magical.
Sloths are fucking magical.
Why?
The way they move through the trees, like, they're so beautiful. And I felt like magic is real. Life is beautiful. Anything is possible. Sloths are alive.
Slow moving, are they? Or?
Yeah, and then I heard these great stories about them. The reason they're always smiling is because they're drunk all the time because they eat leaves that ferment
like
alcohol.
Bears.
No, nothing like
don't
koala
bears.
Don't
they get
bears.
Drunk?
Well, yeah, it's the same, but they're very
absolutely
much better.
Ridden with chlamydia as well, aren't they? Koala bears.
Anyway,
you're more a koala than a sloth.
Something to think about. Sorry.
Anyway, they move so slowly, and then I heard this story about how they move through the trees, and sometimes they get confused and they mistake a branch for their own arm, and they hang onto their own arm, and then they fall to the ground and they die.
Oh, that was funny until you said they die.
Yeah, so I feel like they're my spirit animal.
Because they're just drunk all the time.
Just because they're not the smartest and, like, they just make mistakes.
How have they survived this long?
I don't know.
Have they got no predators?
No.
Really?
No natural predators. Also, they once a week, they climb down the tree, dig a hole, shit in the hole, climb back up the tree. But they never eat it.
You hear that, Harriet? They don't eat their own shit.
I feel like trying to rebuff this rumor has really...
It's because you took it too seriously to start with. You should have just not... You should have ignored it.
Just be really relaxed about it. Yeah, whatever. People just say, I eat my own shit. Whatever.
My name's Harriet. I eat my own shit.
I don't know. That's the whole point.
Yeah, but if you own it, then people will be like, oh, it's obviously a joke.
I know it's a joke.
Just say you eat your own shit and then people won't believe it.
I'm not going to say I eat my own shit because I don't eat my own shit.
Yeah, but if you own it, then people will ignore it.
But I can't own it because it's not true. I'll fight it till I die. But,
you know, it's just a joke, isn't it? Just say you eat your own shit.
Anyway, Bobby's never cried tears of joy, be realised.
Really?
Not once. Have you?
I can't remember. Maybe when I was a kid. No.
No.
It doesn't sound like me, does it?
You barely move.
I move.
You're a sloth. You're a sloth. Oh my God.
No, I don't drink.
Sloth.
Oh no, I had 3 pints the other night.
Yeah.
Yeah, you always... What is this? You always say you're not drinking, but then...
And then I had like... Because it was Heidi's birthday and I couldn't face a night in a...
That's polite. Yeah, that's polite. You couldn't face her birthday without being drunk.
I wasn't drunk.
Well.
You were drunk.
I wasn't drinking because I have a urinary tract infection.
Why can't you drink when you have a urinary?
Because, well, I don't know actually, but I just didn't want to make it worse.
The antibiotics.
Yeah.
I had antibiotics and you could drink with them.
Well, you do you. I care about my health.
Well, you eat your own shit.
I'm going to throw something in any second.
Did you do it with like a fork or how did you do
okay.
it?
Okay. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. What? So you've never cried tears of joy?
No, and I've been with you for 6 years, so what does that say?
Okay.
What about if you're laughing so much you cry? Do they count as tears of joy?
Never laugh that hard.
Really? Oh, well, I've definitely... I have. Where are you off to?
It's the end of the podcast. Just end it.
Bobby, you do not...
How long have we done?
I'm going to do...
Another 15 minutes left.
Everybody, I'm going to do the sad story.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you've actually prepared one?
I'm leaving.
I've got 2.
Can I leave?
Yes, please leave.
Goodbye.
Bye, Bobby.
Bye, Bobby.
Where are you going to go? The car?
Let's go to the bedroom.
Okay.
I'm not on the mic anymore.
I know. Okay, I can't because you can't respond. So I've got 2. I don't know which one.
Well, the saddest one.
They're both pretty sad.
Okay.
Trevor, the world's loneliest duck.
Oh, come on.
He lived, this duck lived in a roadside puddle and he was found dead after being attacked by dogs.
Oh, dear.
Trevor the duck, whose tale of loneliness on the tiny Pacific island made him a local celebrity and captured headlines last year, has died. He was found dead in the bush after being attacked by dogs. The mallard is thought to have been blown onto the island during a storm. My God, imagine being blown onto an island.
Just imagine.
He came to global prominence after an article chronicled his life in a roadside puddle.
What
he thought
article?
It was a pond, but it was just a puddle.
What a chronicle.
So there was no wetlands or ponds there, and so we just had to live in a puddle.
Those aren't your words. What? Did you read those?
What?
No wetlands or ponds there. I've never heard you even use the word wetlands.
Yeah, it was written down.
Don't pass it off as your own conversation.
I tried to make it sound natural. I just thought of it. So he was named Trevor after New Zealand's parliamentary speaker, Trevor Mallard. Oh, because he said, yeah. And Mallard has said, deepest sympathy to the people of Niue from the Parliament of New Zealand after the duck's death. They said it would be a loss to the nation. He captured many hearts and even the rooster, and the weka.
This made Parliament.
The Chamber of Commerce chief, Ray Findlay.
My God, nothing happens there, does it?
And the chicken and the weka were looking a little forlorn today, just wandering around near the dry puddle.
Have you heard, here's an interesting story about New Zealand.
It's not suitable for ducks.
Yes, that's quite sad that the duck died.
No, but not only that, it didn't just die because it was attacked by dogs.
Yeah, it's a shame.
What a horrible way to die.
It's circular life, isn't it?
Also, after surviving a storm,
like
it must have had terrible PTSD.
Can't be the only storm it survived.
It was being blown by a storm from another country.
How far away?
Maybe it was in Australia and it got blown to New Zealand by the storm. No. And then it got there, and then there was no pond or wetland, so it had to live in a puddle, and the puddle dried up, and then it was attacked by a dog. It's the saddest story that you've ever heard.
That is just, oh, that is an endless series of...
terrible yeah. series. That is sad. How do you not feel anything?
Well, life for a lot of animals is sort of nasty and short, isn't it? It is sad, yeah, I guess, if you think they're humans.
Wait, how do they know what happened to it?
Yeah.
Like, how do they know it blew to the island? How do they know it was the same duck every time?
It was in the papers. They tracked it. It's got its own Facebook page.
That's not an answer.
But it's got its own Facebook page. They know what it's been doing.
It's got... Is that, who updates them Facebook page?
Maybe the chief of commerce. Maybe he updates it.
Because it's obviously some sort of like, it's tied into business. It helps to promote them as well.
How does the duck help promote their business?
Oh, look at this lonely duck. There's not much going on down there, is there?
Not even any ponds or wetlands.
The whole country's been in uproar since December because of a British family who are really rude there.
I heard about that. They went on holiday and they caused absolute chaos.
And the little kid said he threatened to kick someone's head in. Like an 8-year-old kid. And they dropped a load of rubbish everywhere, and that's front page news there.
Front page news?
Yeah.
Wow.
Everyone's wondering when they're going to leave.
They've left. No, they've come back. Left. I saw it in the paper. They've come back to England.
Oh, where are they from?
Yeah, I don't know.
Here's a really sad story I saw today on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's a video of a man attacking a dog. And, like, he pets it to, like, get its trust. And then he just, like... He stabs it in the leg, and it's whimpering away in the corner. He just goes back to his beer.
Who do you follow on Twitter?
It's a really interesting story because someone was saying, who is this awful person? And then he just goes back to his beer.
Oh, and it turns out the dog is a racist.
The dog is not a racist. Dogs can't be racist. Well, actually, they can, can't they? Yes. But they don't know it. But anyway, so what happens
maybe they do know it.
The story was, all his neighbours were really angry about it after it went public. He ran away to Texas with family, and then everyone thought, oh, he's gone, isn't he? We've got to find him. He came back, and he went to court, got out on a small bail. Everyone's furious with him still.
For hurting the dog?
Yeah. A couple of weeks later, he's found with 50 stab wounds dead in the trunk of a car.
The dog?
No, the guy.
Oh, but who stabbed him?
Dog did it.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
No, the dog died slowly in the background.
Oh.
So all these people are so angry.
They killed
about
the dog
it.
And the man.
He killed the dog.
Who killed the dog?
The man.
And then when he punched it on the head.
Yeah, or no, he stabbed it in the leg or something.
And then someone else killed him out of revenge for the
Loads
dog.
Loads of people were so angry about it, they eventually found him and killed him.
Well, thank you for listening.
That's a sad story, but I don't know that's... That's actually not even sad, that's like a really dark
story. It's
very
complicated, yes. Yes. We've all got a lot to think about over the next couple of weeks. What a story to tell.
So a couple of shows coming up.
more stories like that.
Anything to promote, Harriet?
Yeah, I'm going on tour.
Yes.
So I'm going to all over the place. Next show is in Leicester in February the 9th, Saturday the 9th at the Globe. You're busy. And then please, can you come? There's tickets on harrietkemsley.com. I set it up myself, so it probably won't work. But I've had some angry tweets from people saying that I'm not going to the north, but I'm going to Glasgow. But that's apparently that's not good enough.
The north,
no. I do want to go, but I just don't know if anyone would come. Hopefully they would. It's just nerve wracking. I don't want to add more dates if people aren't going to come. You know what I mean? But maybe I will. I'd like to. So hopefully I have more dates. But
lovely.
Yeah, just don't take it out on me on Twitter.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Please, I've got enough going on, you know. It's not a personal thing. We tried to get something and it didn't work out. And then now I'd have to add more. And
you
so
shouldn't have to explain
I'd
yourself.
I'd like to do that. Yeah, I just know. Say you're sorry. Never complain, like never explain.
Okay.
So, nothing to say there.
Okay.
Never explain, never apologize. Not never complain, never
No,
complain.
That's what the Queen says. Never complain, never explain.
That was Bobby again. So what do you have to... What are you doing?
I can't find my phone at the moment. I think I've dropped it at the back of your sofa.
Oh, no. Okay.
But I'm doing...
you're doing a show at the Vaults.
At the Vaults Festival and Leicester Festival on consecutive weekends. It's on my website.
Just Google it.
Please come. One of them's in a small bookshop.
A small bookshop?
Yeah, at the Vaults Festival.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so it should be fun. Come to those, please.
Great. Oh, I'm also on a show called Stand Up and Sketch.
Oh, that starts...
Which starts
tonight.
Tonight.
Oh, but in real life.
In real life.
In real life, yes. Not tonight. But it's on ITV2. So probably on the ITV2 player.
Very nice.
Elliot?
I just bought a fold-away desk.
Oh, to save space.
Yeah. But I do need a fold-away chair.
A fold-away chair. So does anybody... Has this worked so far, these shout-outs for... things. Have you had any responses?
I'm treating it like Cluedo, like someone has to have one of the things I need.
Yes.
So if you haven't got the storage boxes asked for before, like a smaller wardrobe, then a fold-away chair is my next gamble.
I've got some cardboard boxes.
No.
Okay. What about a garden chair?
How clean is it?
Not
is it
clean.
Fold-away?
Very fold-away, very fussy.
Unclean.
No, I want a stranger to give it me.
Okay. Unclean. Like
I'll get
Harriet.
My kicks.
I'm not unclean, I will not mention it because I'm not complaining.
Good. Good for you. It's very healthy.
Thank you. Okay, so a chair. You're at the Vault and you're Leicester. When are you in Leicester?
20-something, 22nd.
Oh, so we're nowhere near each other.
No.
Okay, well,
16th maybe, I think. I can't remember.
That's not the 20-something.
No, well, I can't remember which one's Vault, which one's Leicester.
Yeah. Okay, well, cool.
Look after ducks.
Go?
Yeah.
Look after yourselves.
Look after yourselves. Oh, I'm also on the new series of Cat's Dust Countdown at some
when's
point.
That?
I don't know. In February, I think. So maybe soon. Maybe next week. The week after. Okay. Goodbye. Thank you. Oh, please tweet and recommend the podcast.
Thank you.
We're petering out.
Are we?
And I don't know what else to say.
It's all right.
Should we just end it?
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks.
Thank you.